It's time for another round of
It's Okay. It's Not Okay.
Is it okay to be happy about Kim Kardashian getting robbed to the tune of about $14 million?
Oh, that's where we're going with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, she's a mother. Let's not forget that. She was held at gunpoint in a Paris mansion, and she was stuck up for $10 million. Says she was badly shaken, but physically unharmed. There are a lot of people on social media who are saying, I got to be honest with you. I'm happy about that. Is that okay? 727-579-1025.
Are you one of those people?
I am not happy about it because she is a mother. If you flaunt your wealth and you are traveling with a ring worth $4.5 million and other jewelry worth about $5 million, it is difficult for me to manufacture sympathy for you.
Is that her wedding engagement ring, or is that a whole nother ring that's worth $4 or $5 million?
Man, that was just a Saturday ring.
That is just another ring for her. So a lot of people on social media are taking the time and opportunity to say, good, she deserves it. Because you don't like the reason that she's famous. Because you don't like the reason that she flaunts her wealth. I'm not here to say if that's bad. I'm not here to say if that's good. I know there are a lot of people who feel that way. And I want you to tell me whether or not that is okay.
First of all, they were in an apartment in Paris that they own, that Kanye West has owned for years.
Right.
So this is her getting broken into her home.
Right.
All the security they pay for, all of that failed. It just goes to show you anybody can get got.
They sure can. If the Kardashians are not safe, nobody's safe. They posed as cops. They had guns. Some people are saying things on Twitter like, bet the same people that robbed Kim Kardashian robbed Ryan Lochte, as if she's making the whole thing up for attention or insurance money.
Why are you happy? I don't see being happy about this.
Yeah, at first my reaction was, well, that's what you get when you carry on that wealth. And then I thought, this is a mom. This is like, okay, we don't like the reason that she's famous. She still went through something horrifically that nobody should ever go through.
I mean, she's still a person, too.
Exactly, yeah. And we lose track of that.
Did you see Kanye West left his show in the middle of it?
Some dude ran on stage. And Kanye said, got a family emergency, gotta go.
Now, that's what I had a problem with.
You think he should finish the show?
Damn right. You know how much the tickets cost? Like, what can he do?
I had that thought, too. Obviously, you're going to want to be there.
With her?
Right. Like, you're going to want to be there immediately, but, like, finish your show.
Well, he didn't go to Paris.
Right.
She got on a plane and came back immediately. So what was he doing? Just like standing there? Like, what was he doing?
Getting ready. I know.
Getting ready for what?
I don't know. I would have liked to have seen him finish that show.
Finish the show, man.
727-579-1025. Sean, what's up? Okay or not okay to take delight in a mother getting robbed at gunpoint?
I think it's okay.
It's okay.
Why is that?
Only for the fact that everyone's entitled to their own opinions. I don't necessarily agree with them. If you want to be a scumbag and be okay with her having this happen to her, that's one thing, but you're also entitled to your own opinions.
Thank you. Very tremendous insight, and I appreciate the phone call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Very tepid take you gave us right there,
sir. You know what? There are a lot of people that are celebrating this. Maybe these are just the type of people that would celebrate it on social media but would never say it to anyone else's face, because I don't see these people calling up right now, but I guarantee you 75% of the listening audience right now is happy about this.
Well, how far do you want to go with this? Like, it would have been okay if they'd have slapped her around a little bit, maybe left the bruise, cut all her hair off, shaved her ball, made her get butt naked and let me see that thing?
That's too far. I'd be okay with that part. I'm okay with that last part.
Kevin said they took her phones.
They took two of her phones.
I'm hoping we get the Kim and Kanye sex tape.
That's why Kanye ran off stage.
Because he knew that's going to...
There's some very disrespectful stuff in that phone. You know it.
Is that wrong to root for the sex tape?
No.
Okay.
I mean, tapes. Plural.
Many.
I mean, if there is an upside to her getting robbed, it is that hopefully the world will finally get the Kim K, you know,
I hit it second.
Yeah, because that first one's way too grainy and outdated. I need a new one.
We should have a watch party in the performance studio down here.
I love it.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Man, $10 million worth of jewelry, $14 million worth of jewelry. Was she wearing that, or they just stole that from her home?
They said they found where the ring was.
Oh, they found, okay.
Yeah.
It was a ring and some other jewelry, too. Yeah.
She's a $4.5 million ring. Who needs that? Mike, what's up? Drew Garabo Live asks you, okay or not okay to take delight in someone getting robbed?
With the facts given, I think it's not okay.
It's not okay.
All right. Explain to me your conditional with the facts given.
Well, all we know is that she was in her hotel. Someone held her at gunpoint, stole all her stuff. Mm-hmm. That right there is very traumatic for anybody, sure. Much less a female traveling abroad. So in that instance, I wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
Gotcha.
Now, if the facts come out that Kanye was an inside job, he did it for the insurance money or something going on like that, then it is okay because it's putting him back in the spotlight in that kind of situation.
You know, these things that, with people saying that it was an inside job and whatnot for the insurance money, these people are already richer than anything in the world. Would they risk going to jail for insurance fraud over something like this? They crap millions of dollars every single minute of every single day, you know?
I would hope not. But as the good George Michael said, guilty feet have got no rhythm.
I think that guy's on a mission. That guy is on a mission to get the lyrics from Careless Whisper uttered on every Drew Grabo Live.
Everyone at his office, they're high-fiving right
now.
Way
to go, dude. Yeah. Got that Careless Whisper. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Paul, okay or not okay to take delight in the Kardashian robbery?
I think it's okay.
It's okay.
Simply because, as you said, they've got money that they crap out that much every day. So, I mean, it's not like it's going to affect them. And if you ask me, Kanye needed it for a new project, the money. So
needed that money, so he committed insurance fraud and risked going to jail and concocted a fake robbery scheme in which his wife was held at gunpoint. That seems plausible to you.
She would have had many a bodyguard around. So, I mean, it's for them to be able to get through all that security. I mean, something was going on.
Five people dressed like police officers with ski masks.
Right.
They found a security that was on that floor bound and gagged and tied up.
And forced him to enter the private apartment.
Right. And then they tied her up, too, and put her in the bathtub.
Two of the men were able to gain entry to Kardashian West's room, according to the Paris prosecutor's office. A gun was held to her head. Source familiar with the situation told CNN that Kardashian's two children, Northwest and Saint West, were not present at the time of the incident.
And she begged for her life before they gagged her.
And you know you can never believe this stuff, but it says Kim and Kanye combined are worth $142 million. And you know what? There was a tweet this morning from
desperate to me.
There was a tweet this morning from Alexis Chamberlain, who used to listen to us on the morning accident, who works for Creative Loafing. She said, "In my opinion, the Kardashian hate is a perfect example of how women can't help but hate other attractive, successful, and positive women."
Great point. I saw her at the Creative Loafing Best of the Bay party last week. What up, girl? I agree with that. And to say that, that they were able to do this with no security guards, people rob banks all the time and sometimes successfully. There are jewelry heists, if you are to believe Oceans 11, 12 through 17, that require a great deal of planning and they pull it off. So just the fact that there were no security guards, I'm sorry, that's not enough for me to think that this is somehow an inside job.
And I got to say, and I know Kevin's going to disagree, I would, if I was Kanye, I would have run off the stage too. I mean, there's nothing that I could have done. But I would have said, all right, Kim, come here. I'm going to finish up the show. As long as you're okay, I'm going to carry on with this.
True.
What do you mean? Well, that's what he did.
Oh, did he finish the show?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay. I would have finished.
I mean, she was okay.
Yeah.
She hopped on a private plane.
Yeah, I don't blame him for stopping, though, to try to figure out what's going on, especially when they just go, hey, your wife was just robbed at gunpoint.
Right.
Is she okay? All right. Bring that back. Let's stop from the top. All of the lights.
Now, maybe I'm just saying it's okay that he ran off because it was when we went to go see him a few weeks back.
Right. Well, what if that would have been here?
I would have had a huge problem with it. I would have said, Kim's okay. What's wrong with you? Get back up there.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Jim, okay or not okay for people to be taking delight in Kim Kardashian being robbed at gunpoint, sir?
Like the guy a couple of calls ago said, it's okay. You know, you have your own opinion, but I don't think it's okay. She's never done anything to anybody. She's not a horrible person.
Right.
She's saying this, and we could blame ourselves for that.
Yep.
But if it was somebody like Martin Shkreli, it would be a different story.
Well, yeah. I mean, the guy who makes his life out of being an overpaid, wealthy, but you know what? Sure. Somebody like that, you're not going to get too upset about. But Kim Kardashian, as much as she seems to love publicity, as much as she seems to be famous for no legitimate reason in America's eyes, She's a person, dude. And sure, she lives her life in the public eye, reality shows, commercials, whatnot. So that then, because we built her up to this level, then it's okay that somebody violently robbed her of her possessions that she bought? I don't feel good about that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's nobody's business, and, you know, nobody wants to be robbed at gunpoint.
Right on, my man. I appreciate it. 727-579-1025. Lakeland Larry, a character I did not know existed on this show. Okay or not okay for people to take delight in the Kardashian robbery? Larry? Larry from Lakeland?
Oh, good. When you give yourself your own nickname, you can't get
on
the air.
Oh, this guy was going to be good.
No.
Larry from Lakeland? Lakeland Gary? Lakeland Barry?
Largo Larry?
Lakeland Terry?
Pinellas Park Pete? Okay, thank you.
This is for the best, I'm telling you.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to Drew Grabo. Hi, how you doing, Sherry?
Hi. I think it's totally okay.
It's okay.
Pretty sure Taylor Swift set the whole thing up to get back at Kanye.
Taylor Swift, a pop princess, would risk her own freedom.
Lair would have been better than this.
by setting Kim up to get huh? Well, I don't understand the logic. Are you being funny? Because if you're, I mean, I'll
She's
laugh.
Being funny. Come on.
Really, bro? You don't think it's okay? Do you? You sound like a nice lady.
No, not at all.
There you go.
Atta
girl. Thank you, sweetheart.
Nobody told me my Taylor Swift calendar was still in August today. I realized I'm a couple months behind. That October picture, though.
I'm glad you changed it.
Yeah.
I don't look at that calendar every day, so I didn't know that you were a couple of months
tardy. Well, you should, because I need a fresh picture.
I will now. Lauren says it is okay because she's not a person. Hello, Lauren.
It's okay.
Hi.
Hi.
She's basically just an entity who's here for entertainment purposes. I don't see how she's a person. I mean, yeah, she travels every day and under stress, but that's just like a regular person going to Walmart because.
So if a regular person gets mugged on their way to Walmart, that's no big deal either.
That is a big deal.
But you just said she's basically like a regular person going to Walmart. And so if a regular person going to Walmart gets held up at gunpoint, you should feel bad about that. How's it any different for Kim Kardashian? Did I use words that you didn't understand? I could try that again. Or do you just realize that you're choking on your own horrible opinion and now I painted you into a corner with very little effort and now you sound like a terrible person bereft of morality?
There's something there, Garabo. She's got a point somewhere.
All right. I'll give you the time to work this out. Go ahead.
Have you seen the Britney Spears South Park episode?
I don't allow South Park to be quoted as a point of reference when we're talking about real people and real issues. Do you have a guy, right? Are you a puppet? Is there a guy giving his opinions through your voice? Because we could just talk to him.
They're not high-fiving in her office.
You don't have to be the mouthpiece for his horrible ideas. We can talk to him and think he's a terrible person instead of thinking you're a terrible person.
I guess we're both terrible people then. I don't know.
Yeah, you are. Could you put him on the phone?
I watched your show. I see that it's all staged. Her kids weren't with her.
Hey, Lauren, you know a lot of shows aren't real, right?
Yeah.
Like all of them?
She's not like a real person.
What is she?
That's my point. Yeah, she's an actress.
So actresses aren't real people?
So she can't get robbed?
What was that?
I told you there was something here. So she's not a real person. Now we're talking.
So
not really. No, so she's...
What is she then?
Here for entertainment purposes only.
So she doesn't exist when she's not on TV.
When is she not on TV?
I don't know. I don't really watch her all that much. But you're telling me that when she's holed up in her mansion, that's not a real person in there. So it's okay for someone to hold her at gunpoint and take her millions of dollars in jewelry because she's not an actual real person who doesn't have actual real kids.
Well, she has nannies that take care of her kids, and she has people that do everything for her, but she doesn't really do anything.
Say,
you seem to know a lot about her.
You do. You and your genius boyfriend there, tell me you don't have children, and tell me that you're not procreating.
Why?
Because I want to sleep a little more soundly tonight. I want to sleep a little better tonight knowing that two people who are morally bankrupt and very unintelligent aren't creating more life in this world.
We're bankrupt?
Lauren, I feel like you have a highly fascinating take and phone call. What is it about Kim Kardashian that you do not like?
I mean, I can't pick anything I like about her.
I said, what don't you like about her?
She's annoying.
Okay.
She's annoying.
Are you happy she got robbed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that you're going to get that money that was taken away from a wealthy, successful person and somehow going to trickle down to someone who doesn't have any money or morals like yourself?
No, I don't really care, and I never said that I don't have any money or morals.
No, you must have a small booty.
I am saying that. She does. We saw her Facebook.
Okay.
Oh,
and
no.
They do have a child, by the way. Would you, you know, you can drop your kid off with no questions asked at a firehouse where he can hopefully be raised by a better set of parents than you and the dunderhead that is in the background there? I'll give you $5 out of my pocket right now if you'll give up your kid.
You ever heard of Robin Hood?
Taking from the rich and giving to the poor?
Yeah.
I've heard of him, yes. How does that pertain to this discussion?
Well, that's just what happened with Kim and Kanye. Or it was just a publicity stunt to get Kanye some money back because all of his other stunts aren't working. Mm.
What is it that you do for a living?
I thought Nelly was the one that's broke.
He is. Nelly's good now.
Okay.
Nelly's
good. Okay.
I've been streaming Country Grammar nonstop to get him more money. Say, what is it that you do for a living?
I'm a full-time student.
Okay. What do you aspire to be once you're done with school?
A radiologist.
A radiologist. You know that's not someone who works on the radio, right?
Yes.
Okay, just so we're on the same page there. Great. Well, listen, I hope that it really proves to be fruitful for you.
I mean, we can't be upset. We wanted to talk to people who were happy about this, and she's okay with it.
Yeah, you are the physical embodiment of the person that America hates right now. You're the ugly side of America, you and your boyfriend there. And you're important because, by comparison, you make the rest of us feel like better people because we don't think like you do. So for that, everyone's got their place in this world. And I thank you very much for being you and making the rest of us feel and, in actuality, be better people because we're not you. So thank you, Lauren.
You're very welcome.
Good day. Wow. That's real, dude. That is real.
I don't know. Was that a real caller?
I don't know, man.
It was more real than Lakeland Larry. And I think the majority of people feel the way that she does.
The majority?
I think... At least 51% of people, at least, are happy about this.
Happy,
yes. Those people aren't going to call the show. You're not going to hear from those people. But go online, talk to people when they're not on the airwaves, and they're going to tell you the same thing that she just said, maybe a bit more eloquently.
So here's the thing. Have any of these people ever been robbed before? Because let me tell you, if you get a gun put to your head, if somebody breaks in your house, puts a gun to your head and ties you up and puts you in a bathroom, and then they leave, guess what? You're not going to be okay when they're gone.
No.
You're not going to be okay for a while.
Not at all, man. Oof.
Doesn't matter how much money you have. When you got a gun to your head, none of that matters.
Nope. Kim Kardashian, me, anybody. You're robbed.
Why did we decide to do this topic today? Because you saw a lot of people that were happy about this.
I did. Saw it on the social media. People I love.
But they're not real happy, though.
Well, I don't know.
Like happy in a joke kind of, let me say something funny on social media happy, right?
I want to believe that part.
Not like, yes, woohoo.
I want to believe that part.
Guess what? She's still just as rich.
True.
She's still the same person. Nothing's changed.
True. Except now she's a little more vulnerable because she was robbed at gunpoint.
Now we'll never see her again. Is that what you really want?
But will we see the sex tapes now?
No, we weren't going to see sex tapes.
That's what I
Come
want.
On. We'll probably buy them back.
All right, let's do a phone cleanse. Dominic, Matt, Kevin, Jim. Yes,
even
you too, Tuscan.
Even sitting said this is not a conspiracy for crime.
It's not okay. Thank you. Thought this would be a good one to intro.
So this is a good one.
Bob Tuscan. Feels like somebody's watching him. The NSA. NASA.
Tuscan's watching you.
We welcome back to the show a gentleman we'd love for you to argue with at 727-579-1025. A dude we love, he's got passion, he's got conspiracy theories galore. He's hopefully, who'd you see?
Someone just poked their head in the studio. I thought it was Hoppy.
Was he trying to tell us to clear out because he's got an interview to record or something?
I invited him in. He loves conspiracies.
It was just Buck.
Okay. We love Buck. Ladies and gentlemen, please allow me to welcome back to the show a weekly guest of ours. His name is Bob Tuscan. What's up, Bob?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's really happening, man?
Well, I'll tell you what's really happening is not on the news. The lamestream media is not covering any of the history, or should I say his story, that matters. And the Titanic on the heel of your cruise here is, I think, something that a lot of people don't understand how much of a pivotal part of our history this incident was on April 15th, 1912.
Talk to me. What do you mean pivotal?
All right, so let me break it down. 14 years prior to the sinking of the Titanic, some dude wrote a book called The Titan. Why is that significant? Well, the book happened to be about a boat, the same specs as the Titanic, that hit an iceberg, had too few lifeboats to save everybody on board. And, well, in this famous book, The Titan, it happened to hit an iceberg 400 miles from the Newfoundland area at 25 knots.
Okay.
Well, it turns out that the Titanic hit the same iceberg at 2.25 knots, or 22.5 knots, rather. Okay.
All right.
So that's one hell of a lucky coincidence. And, you know, I don't believe in coincidences here.
Of course not.
And not in this great of a fashion. Not when you have so many things that come together, these puzzle pieces. If you can't put two and two together, folks, when you have coincidences everywhere you look, at some point, something's got to give here.
Sure. Right. Well, then why would they write a book and then have a prophecy where it actually comes true? Who benefits from this, Bob Tuscan?
J.P. Morgan and the Federal Reserve banking system.
Okay, talk to me.
Now, here's where the real conspiracy comes into play. J.P. Morgan was one of the co-owners of the freight line that oversaw not only the Titanic, but also its sister ship, which, ironically, was captained by the same Captain Smith of the Titanic and was in an accident several months prior to that, where this ship, the Olympic is the name of its sister ship, got hit by a boat and was brutally injured. Now, a lot of people suggest that the Titanic never sunk. Not only was the Titanic an inside job, but it never sunk because the real Titanic was the Olympic. They did a switcheroonie, and next thing you know, Titan is the Olympic. The Olympic is the Titanic, and the Titanic is a James Cameron movie that made us sit in the theater for far too long.
Wow. Hey, the old luxury ship switcheroo theory.
Now, let me tell you who was on the Titanic. But first, let me tell you who was not on the Titanic.
Okay.
The Titanic was the premier ship of its day. I mean, this was a big deal.
Sure.
You know, all of the Mike Calta members and the Drew Garabo Live folks would have been on the Titanic because it was a who's who of everyone that existed at that day and age, right?
Sure.
So J.P. Morgan had his own suite, a lot like the Calta suite with his own piano in it. And he was ready to go, but it just so happened that at the last minute he decided, you know what, I'm not feeling too well. At least that's what he first stated. Okay. And then he said something came up with something else, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
All right. So he didn't show up on the ship. Okay. He just so happened to miss this.
Got it.
But John Jacob Astor, Benjamin Guggenheim, Isidore Strauss, George Duncan Widener, who the hell is that? Nobody knows, right?
Right.
Nobody knows who those names are.
Nope.
Well, they just so happened to be some of the most wealthy individuals at the time that stood in the way of the creation of the Federal Reserve System, which is usurping the people, robbing us blind every single day, and you don't even know it.
Wow. This guy is, he's passionate. He's intense. He knows what he's talking about. And according to Davis Online 2, he's crazy. What's up, Davis? How are you?
I spent 20 years in the military. All right? All these conspiracy theories. Look, all these guys, Jesse, what was it? Jesse the Body Ventura. He right. came out with a show.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wrestler.
He was a Navy SEAL. He knows it's a bunch of crap.
He's a wrestler. I'm talking about scientists. I'm talking about physicists. I'm talking about people that actually know what happened. Unlike you, who was too busy following orders for these
I was just a scumbag that went and fought the war.
Slave, my brother.
I was just a jerk, right? I was just struck that when did
Henry Kissinger was quoted in saying, the military men and women are just pawns. They're just dogs. You know that dog tag you wear? That's what the elite think about you. They think you're a dog, unfortunately.
I was the elite. 1st Platoon, Bravo Company, 3rd Battalion, 500, 5th Regiment, 82nd Parachute Infantry Division. All right? So guess what, man? You're all wrong. Do I believe in everything that we fought for? No.
What's language?
My bad.
Please.
Come on,
didn't
man.
Mean it.
Please.
Go ahead.
All right, we had to drop this guy. He wasn't even able to make an intelligent statement without using profanity. I guess he has a sailor's mouth, and perhaps as a sailor, he should know a little bit more about what happened with the Titanic.
Your retort, sir?
Titanic was so long ago. Are you kidding me? You're an iceberg.
All right, so in 1912, the Titanic sunk and was blown up.
You're going to tell me it was a Russian sub, right? They're the ones that blew the Titanic out of the water.
Involved with the Titanic.
You're so wrong, man.
All right, sir. We appreciate the call, sir. Thank you, David. Scott has a question for Bob Tuscan, our resident conspiracy theorist on line 3. Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, glad you guys made it back from the cruise. I was worried with the weather and all, but my question, just before I went on Bluetooth, of course, I lose the radio at that time, but I heard him mention he's interested in the science. So I'm wondering if he knows the scientific, which has been tested and documented, the reason why Titanic actually sunk after hitting the iceberg. I want to know how much he really knows or if it's just all conjecture.
A lot about the fact that a crime scene needs to be looked at in its entirety. Whenever you have something like this take place, such as 9/11 and other events, you need to look.
You there? Hello?
We lose you, Bob?
Oh, Tuscan.
They shut him down.
Yeah. Are you still there?
No, I think we lost him. Let's see if we can reach. Bob?
Uh-oh. He'll call back.
I hope so.
You think he's okay?
I hope he wasn't jammed up. I mean, what if dudes in black suits and sunglasses just showed up at the door?
Just snatched him out?
Yeah, just like, all right, we've had enough. You've exposed the Titanic.
Tuscan doesn't want to promote anything when he comes on the air, but he said feel free to check out the freeyourmindconference.com.
The freeyourmindconference.com.
That is correct.
All right, I'll be sure to do that.
We got
to
get his take on those new moon photos that just came out.
Well, let's do that then. Bob, sorry that we got disrupted there. I'm sure it was a conspiracy theory in its own. What do you think about these new bullcrap photos that allege high-resolution shots of us on the moon?
Throwing injury at insult, no doubt. I mean, we're going to take this issue and compound it even further with more phony photos. And the fact is, sometimes I wonder if the conspiracy is the conspiracy, meaning that they're going to have us spinning our wheels with pointless facts about the moon landing being a fake, when the real issue is the powers that shouldn't be that are robbing us blind, raping and killing our children on a regular basis. That's my take on the moon landing conspiracy.
I love it. Steve, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We welcome our resident conspiracy guru, Bob Tuscan. What's up, Steve?
I got to tell you, man, he's 100% on point.
About?
Everything. Nothing in this world operates the way we're meant to believe it does.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. And he's right about the Federal Reserve. It wasn't until 1913 Woodrow Wilson sold the Federal Reserve off for a presidency to the bankers. He's 100% right.
Nice job, Bob. This guy, you got this guy on board.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
It's not on board. I mean, listen, the reason why we have $18 trillion in debt is because we borrow money. The same way you go to the bank to borrow money to buy a home is the same way the country goes to the central bank to borrow money with an interest rate. So since 1913 to today, we have $18 trillion in debt.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Scott, a question for Bob Tuscan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on. I don't know what happened. I got cut off.
Gotcha.
So I was talking about I want to know, are you actually suggesting that the conspiracy goes back to the actual selection of the raw materials to build the Titanic? Because scientists have proven that the reason that the iceberg actually pierced the hull is because the steel used had a very high concentration of sulfur, and at the cold temperatures of the water that it was in, it made the hull brittle. A ship today would hit that iceberg the same way, wouldn't have pierced it at all. It's the only reason that it went down.
Well, first of all, we have to take a look at the fact that this iceberg was viewed from 5 miles away. They were headed full speed, iceberg ahead, and they knew that it was there. They deliberately crashed this ship. And
where's the evidence that they knew it was there?
Putz.
I know. They're interrupting me. Where's the evidence that they knew the iceberg was there? That's all.
There's plenty of evidence. In fact,
where? Tell me one place where I can dock. I can look it up.
Can I speak, Schmendrick? Can I speak?
Yeah, you tell me where I can find the evidence. I would love to hear that. Everybody would.
Do it all yourself, buddy. You know it all. You know everything.
Well, no, apparently you can't back up what you're saying. You can't back up what you're saying with facts.
You can't speak.
I can back it up.
What I'm saying.
You look online and you'll see the scientific evidence of what I just said about the steel, but you can't tell me where I can look up what you just said about them seeing the iceberg 5 miles out.
Jet fuel.
Plain and simple. You can't do it.
Steel.
If you could do it, you'll change my mind. If you can tell me and I can look it up, I'll believe you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bob, your retort to this gentleman.
He's very passionate. I admire that. I really do. And that desire for the truth is what we're all about here, sir. We're on the same page. We just need to look at the facts. And the facts is we have eyewitness testimony from the people on that ship. I think it was the fourth in command who later committed suicide in 1965, that they knew the icebergs were there, that they were driving full speed ahead into that iceberg patch. And we have the captain of the ship, Captain Smith, that also knew that they were there. You compound that with the overwhelming evidence that they swapped out the ship with the Olympic, a already deteriorated, already damaged ship. And next thing you know, you have a disaster waiting to happen, or should I say a disaster that was planned to happen.
Bob, you are the man. We always enjoy spending time with you. You get a wide range of responses from our listeners. What is this conference that we are plugging for you?
Well, so many people these days, no need to plug it, but I'm responsible for a conference called the Free Your Mind Conference. Okay. And it takes some of this information and puts it together in a 3-day symposium of like-minded individuals in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. People come from all around the world. And this year we have Mary Sean Young. Do you know that name, Drew?
I do not, sir. I'm sorry.
Have you ever heard of the movie Blade Runner?
I have indeed. That's one of Katnay Moe's favorite movies, but I still hold it in high regard.
Well, nonetheless, right? Mary right. Sean Young has come out, and she is now blowing the whistle on the elite scumbags in Hollywood and elsewhere that are controlling people's minds. And that's all going to be presented at the Free Your Mind Conference. I love you, Schmendrick. Thanks so much for having me on, as always.
Oh, dude, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much, man. A wide range of emotions, for sure.
Go take a swim, Tuscan.